This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Robert Barton with Genscape. Robert, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Robert, I really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. You know, we've had a lot of issues floating around in the industry in regards to renewable identification numbers, and I know your company really has some great products to assure that the RINs are real. I think it was about 2 weeks ago we saw a lawsuit where regarding fake RINs. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about your company and how you got into biofuels.
Sure. Well, the Genscape actually started in the energy space. So we developed proprietary technology for monitoring power grids in the U.S. and then took that same technology and started to expand geographically over to Europe, as well as extend into other commodities such as gas and oil. So it's really where the kind of the footprint and the library of techniques to leverage technology to pull information and be able to synthesize and present that to our customers started. We're owned by the Daily Mail and General Trust out of London, and they actually had an initiative to challenge their companies to start looking more forward into the future, looking at agriculture and water as kind of scarce commodities. So we took that and started looking at ways that we could extend what we're doing in the energy space into ag, and actually started looking for opportunities around the soy area as we did some analysis, and then got pulled into a meeting with the National Biodiesel Board, who was in the middle of facing the challenge of RIN integrity. So that's just when some of the immediate news came out about the fraud that had happened. And so then we were working with them to start to craft a bit of a new type of approach to auditing. So versus the traditional audits of very people-intensive, we were looking at ways to leverage our existing technology and monitoring techniques to really streamline it and move from a kind of a people on site, which is maybe a quarterly or annual type of review, to a much more frequent and much more independent real-time type of monitoring that we've incorporated into our product, which is a RIN Integrity Network.
So, Robert, when we talk about the integrity and you talk about monitoring, you are, in fact, monitoring every single gallon of biodiesel that's produced. But if it's my understanding, if I'm correct, the RINs are actually bought and sold by obligated parties, correct, not the industry itself?
Well, I think let me answer that in two pieces. I think the way we do the monitoring is really we monitor multiple streams of data, if you will. So there's the initial audit where we go on site and we physically are on the ground looking at how a facility is set up and how they operate, and that gives us our baseline. And then we have sets of data that we monitor and then correlate. So the first set of data is the information that's provided by a producer themselves, right? So they give us information on the amount of production and different things, much like that the information that would be submitted, you know, in EMTS on transfer documents, bill of lading, et cetera. And then we have our independent monitoring, where we are now having an independent way to monitor production, feedstock levels, methanol, glycerin, and the overall kind of real-time mass balance of what's going on at the facility. So a way to understand the overall operations. And then we're also monitoring the EMTS submissions from that producer. So that gives us really three data streams that we compare and contrast to make sure that the amount of gallons produced are equaling the amount of RINs that are produced. And so if you look at what our role in this is we're essentially assuring that producer is creating the appropriate amount of RINs. And then anywhere downstream, whether it's a mid-marketer, a blender, or an obligated party, then they have confidence that those RINs were generated properly and they're not going to get caught with notice of violation or, you know, an issue with a counterparty agreement where they've provided invalid RINs.
So, Robert, when you go in and you're doing this process, it's obviously really a very interactive, very collaborative process between your company and that biodiesel producer. Are you then buying and selling the RINs, or are you merely giving them the standard of this is a legitimate quality RIN, And then the producer, whoever they hire to sell their biodiesel, is also handling the RIN transactions.
Yeah, we're completely outside the sales process. So we don't take possessions of RINs. We're not a RIN marketer. We don't do. We essentially our role in this is a quality assurance plan provider. So we're just confirming that the RIN is good. We have different partners we work with that are in the space to market and do some things there. But Genscape is only focused on confirming that the RIN created is valid.
Robert, do you also do this on the ethanol side, or at this point are you strictly focused on the biodiesel RINs?
Well, we started with biodiesel because that's where the clear need was. We have just got approved by the EPA for ethanol as well, and are in the initial discussions there. As ethanol RIN prices have gone up, the interest there has gone up, and I think there's an overall industry awareness as the obligated parties have started to digest the EPA's notice of the proposed rule that's come out, and they're starting to look at how they what set their commercial strategy for biodiesel. They're also thinking about their commercial strategy for ethanol. So I think we are actively talking to ethanol producers about what's the right way to configure monitoring for that pathway. So I think one of the things we try to be really careful, as you mentioned before, is we try to work with the producers to make sure that we have a configuration that makes sense and works with their overall production process, right? So we have different methods we can use and different ways we can work with them, and we want to make sure we're effective shaping that for the ethanol plant. So we're in those discussions now, forming the best strategy to have a top quality verification program that has a low impact on operations.
Well, I might be jumping two steps forward here, but it almost sounds like you're able to verify the production stream as well in terms of the greenhouse gas reduction. So, different ethanol plants have different production streams, and because of that, they might have lower GHG emissions. Is part of this quality process that you're doing actually validate that production process as well?
Well, we have some components there. I think we're still shaping on the ethanol side, but I think a lot of what we do gives us flexibility to offer a lot of other insights around the plants, and particularly things that are valid in the what will drive us a lot is what things that we can do to help provide better information for the buying decisions on the obligated party side.
And then what about as we move into the second generation, the cellulosic ethanol side? There's a lot of talk about the industry being behind, but we're now starting to see some companies in production. And obviously there's a concern about the legitimacy of the RINs in the cellulosic ethanol category. Are you also able and looking into working with that second gen ethanol producer as well?
We are. We haven't seen. I think we're poised to do that. And I think the way the QAT programs work with the EPA, essentially, we kind of nest additional pathways in under our existing approval. They would look at cellulosic plan and confirm that. We haven't seen that clear demand in the market yet. In fact, are probably putting priorities in other places, from a pathway standpoint. But if we get a signal from our end customers that that's the right spot to go, then we'll be able to actually get there fairly quickly, and I think leverage a lot of the same techniques we use in the other pathways.
So to circle back, Robert, how can companies get in touch with you to learn more about your services and to get their to ensure that their RINs are in fact, quality RINs?
Sure. Well, I think the best way, and there's actually some things that you don't have to be a paid customer for, is we've launched a biodiesel community site, and you can get that at genscape.com/biofuels. And what we've done is looked at a lot of different data streams that are public and actually have that as a landing place. And then from there, you can also not only, you know, learn more about different interesting things that are going on in the with the biodiesel facilities, but you can also learn more about our program there and can certainly, you know, contact us through genscape.com or through that same website there, and be happy to take anybody through you know, more detail in the program itself.
Great. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.